Texte numéro 59. My sons like playing guns. An American confession. 3 years ago, when my son turned one, he received a toy gun from his beloved Chinese Ai. It was an AK-3388, camouflaged with several buttons that each emitted a different, realistic pat-pat-pat. This was March 2013, and we were living in Shanghai. 3 months earlier, we had touched down at JFK Airport to spend Christmas with family. On the dark ride home, we were asked if we had heard about the incident in the little town next to ours. A school shooting, the driver said, somewhere called Sandy Hook? As an American living abroad, news from home can sometimes elicit the same emotional charge you get when your child gets hurt. It's not really happening to you, yet it is. That Christmas, we had come home to Bethel, just a few miles down the road from Sandy Hook. It wasn't really happening to us, yet it was. Watching my two little boys open their gifts in the idyllic glow of Christmas lights, warm, safe, and full of life, the answer seemed simple: get rid of all the guns. Pan out further, of course, and there was chaos. Shredded wrapping paper, kids fighting over toys, Santa's dirty wine glass. The reality is that the answers to complex problems are never simple. The best I could do was to ensure my kids remained gunless, gun-shy, and anti-gung-ho. Our sweet Ai's gift would not deter my plan. Hidden on the top shelf of the hall closet, the AK-3388 silently sat. It did not make the move with us to Singapore. Living abroad also causes you to re-examine your cultural eccentricities. While guns are not exclusively American, the obsession with civilian gun rights is uniquely American. As headline after headline is written about mass shootings, I felt obligated to speak on behalf of my country. Yes, I've shot a gun. No, I didn't grow up with guns. Yes, I think there should be reasonable limits. No, I don't think all Americans are unreasonable. The headlines continue. Different location, same tragic ending. It's a phase, a Danish friend assured, when I expressed concern that my son had recently developed the ability to turn anything into a gun. For a long time, I tried not to call the stick he was shooting a gun. I insisted he say pew instead of bang, thinking the former at least sounded less violent. I'd cringe every time he smile and declare, "You're dead." He used his water shooter as a gun. He clicked and locked his Duplo blocks into a gun. When he could find no toy, he'd hold out his index fingers and point his thumbs at the sky. Pew, pew. Adapted from the Washington Post, September 2016.